What? Weather permitting, Georgia Department of Transportation, Georgia. Construction partners will close interstate lanes at the locations below for the 16 at 95 improvement projects, which will widen I-16 and reconstruct the I-16, I-95 interchange. The lane closures are necessary for widening activities for I-16 and bridge work at the I-16, I-516 interchange. When? Where? Daytime closures. Monday, February 27, through Saturday, March 4, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Intermittent right and left lane closures at the following locations. I-16 westbound from the I-16, I-516 interchange, MP-164, to the I-16, I-95 interchange, MP-157. Monday, February 27, through Saturday, March 4, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Intermittent right and left lane closures at the following locations. I-16 eastbound from the I-16, I-95 interchange, MP-157, to I-16, I-516 interchange, MP-164. Monday, February 27, through Saturday, March 4, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Intermittent right and left lane closures at the following locations. I-516 westbound at the I-16 interchange from MP-5 to MP-6. I-516 eastbound at the I-16 interchange from MP-6 to MP-5. Nighttime closures. Monday, February 27, through Saturday, March 4, 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. Intermittent right and left lane closures at the following locations. I-16 westbound from the I-16, I-516 interchange, MP-164, to the I-16, I-95 interchange, MP-157. I-16 eastbound from the I-16, I-95 interchange, MP-157, to the I-16, I-516 interchange, MP-164. Monday, February 27, through Saturday, March 4, 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. Double lane closures at the following locations. I-95 northbound at I-16 overpass, MP-98 to MP-100. I-95 southbound at I-16 overpass, MP-101 to MP-98. Monday, February 27, through Saturday, March 4, 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. Inside travel lane closures at the following locations. I-516 westbound at the I-16 interchange from MP-5 to MP-6. I-516 eastbound at the I-16 interchange from MP-6 to MP-5. Nighttime closures and detours. The following detours will be scheduled so they will not conflict with one another. Closures and detours will be coordinated to ensure proper maintenance of traffic. No more than one ramp in the I-16, I-95 interchange will be closed at a time. Monday, February 27, through Saturday, March 4, 10 p.m. to 5 a.m., nightly. I-16 westbound to I-95 northbound ramp, exit 157B, map. Motorists traveling on I-16 westbound should continue past the I-16, I-95 interchange, exit at Pooler Parkway, exit 155, turn left off the ramp, then turn left to access I-16 eastbound, then take the I-95 northbound ramp, exit 157B. Monday, February 27, through Saturday, March 4, 10 p.m. to 5 a.m., nightly. I-95 northbound to I-16 westbound ramp, exit 99B, map. Motorists traveling on I-95 northbound should continue past the I-16, I-95 interchange, exit at U.S. Highway 80, exit 102, turn left off the ramp, then turn left to access I-95 southbound, then take the I-16 westbound ramp, exit 99B. Monday, February 27, through Saturday, March 4, 10 p.m. to 5 a.m., nightly. I-95 southbound to I-16 westbound ramp, exit 99B, map. motorists traveling on I-95 southbound should continue past the I-16, I-95 interchange, exit at State Route 204, exit 94, turn left off the ramp, then turn left to access I-95 northbound, then take the I-16 westbound ramp, exit 99B. Monday, February 27th, through Saturday, March 4th, 10 p.m. to 5 a.m., nightly. I-95 southbound to I-16 eastbound ramp, exit 99A, map. Motorists traveling on I-95 southbound should continue past the I-16, I-95 interchange, exit at State Route 204, exit 94. Turn left off the ramp, then turn left to access I-95 northbound, then take the I-16 eastbound ramp, exit 99A. Monday, February 27th, through Saturday, March 4th, 10 p.m. to 5 a.m., nightly. I-16 westbound to I-95 southbound, 157A, map. Motorists traveling on I-16 westbound should exit onto I-95 northbound, exit 157B, then exit at U.S. Highway 80, exit 102, turn left off the ramp, then turn left to access I-95 southbound. Monday, February 27th, through Saturday, March 4th, 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. Nightly. I-95 northbound to I-16 eastbound ramp, exit 99A, map. Motorists traveling on I-95 northbound should continue past the I-16, I-95 interchange, exit at U.S. Highway 80, exit 102, turn left off the ramp, then turn left to access I-95 southbound, then take the I-16 eastbound ramp, exit 99A. Monday, February 27th, through Saturday, March 4th, 10 p.m. to 5 a.m., nightly. I-16 eastbound to I-95 southbound ramp, exit 157A, map. Motorists traveling on I-16 eastbound should continue on I-16 eastbound and take the Dean Forest Road ramp, exit 160, turn left onto Dean Forest Road, turn left onto I-16 westbound, then take exit 157A to access I-95 southbound. Monday, February 27th, through Saturday, March 4th, 10 p.m. to 5 a.m., nightly. I-16 eastbound to I-95 northbound ramp, exit 157B, map. Motorists traveling on I-16 eastbound should exit to I-95 southbound, exit 157A, exit at State Route 204, exit 94, turn left off the ramp, then turn left to access I-95 northbound. Monday, February 27th, through Saturday, March 4th, 10 p.m. to 5 a.m., nightly. I-16 eastbound to I-516 westbound ramp, exit 164B, map. Motorists traveling on I-16 eastbound should take the I-516 eastbound ramp, exit 164A, then exit at U.S. 17, U.S. 80, Ogeechee Road, exit 3. Turn left off the ramp, then turn left to access I-516 westbound. Long-term closure. June 2, 2022, through May 31, 2023. Tremont Road under I-16, map. Note: Tremont Road will be open during holiday work restriction timeframes. Motorists traveling on Tremont Road north of I-16 should take Telfair Road northbound, turn right on West Gwinnett Street, turn right onto I-516 eastbound, then exit at Tremont Road, exit 4. Motorists traveling on Tremont Road south of I-16 should take I-516 westbound to West Gwinnett Street, exit 6, turn left on West Gwinnett Street, then left on Telfair Road to access Tremont Road north of I-16. Advisory. Exact time may change due to weather conditions. There may be intermittent traffic pacing and lane and ramp closures that occur within the work zone in addition to this notice. Motorists are advised to expect delays, exercise caution, reduce their speed while traveling through work zones, stay alert, and watch for workers. Before heading out, get real-time information on work status and traffic conditions. Call 511, visit 511ga.org, or download the Georgia 511 app.